Now, the rest of this is just, these things are just for pronunciation, and again, it's not a test. But now I want to count from 1 to 14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
And the number after 19?
20.
And the number after 26?
27.
And the number after 29?
30.
The number after 39?
40.
The number after 69?
70.
Sure, and the number after 99?
100.
And after 999? Yes,
thousand.
Sure, and then after the largest number after that is a
million.
Sure. And now if there were 11 men walking along in a line, the last man would be the 11th man. Who'd be the man in front of him?
The 10th one.
And then?
The 9th one. The 8th one. The 7th one. The 6th one. The 5th one. The 4th one. The 3rd one. The 6th one. Then the 1st one.
Okay, if something happened suddenly, you might say that happened all...
at once.
And if something was two times as good as something else, you'd say, well, that's just...
that much better.
Or what?
Twice that much better.
Okay. And now it's made the months of the year.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
7 days.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And do you ever call Sunday anything else?
The Sabbath day.
Okay. And then how would you greet a person about 10 a.m.?
Say good morning to you.
Okay. And how late in the day would you use that?
About 12 o'clock.
Okay. And how would you greet a person after that?
Say good afternoon to you.
And how would you greet a person this time of day? About 5.
Say good evening to you.
How early would you start using good evening? That's what I was... wondering about. We start using evening as, some people say good evening right afternoon.
Well, they do. Some of them do, and then some of them don't.
Okay. And so we got up very early this morning. We started to work before
sun up.
And we worked until sun
down.
And I might ask you, what time did the sun
rise?
And you say at 6 o'clock the sun
rose.
Okay. And it had before I got out of bed.
Got up.
Okay. And you say that if Wednesday is today, Tuesday was
yesterday,
and Thursday will be
tomorrow.
Now, if someone wasn't coming this Sunday, but the following Sunday, you might say that they're coming Sunday
after night.
You ever use the expression Sunday week for that?
Sunday week.
That would be the same thing. And on my wrist, I have a
what?
And if about 10 minutes ago, what time was it? It's 5 to 5 now. It was 10 minutes ago. It was...
10 will be. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 5. But about 15 minutes ago, it was...
15 will...
Yeah. Now, what's another way of saying that?
Quarter past.
All right.
But half past.
Yeah. And then 2, and then 15 minutes after, that would be a quarter...
after.
Or quarter to.
Till.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. And then if something happened just on this day 12 months ago, you might say that happened exactly
1 year ago.
All right. And these big white things up in the sky are
clouds.
And if it's been raining, it's been cloudy, and you look up there and see a little patch of blue sky, you might say, I think it's going to
fire up.
And a rain like we had this morning, what would you call that?
It's the pour down.
Okay, and you say the wind really hard.
Right.
And it's now something a little harder than a rain would be called a
hailstorm.
All right, and something I was thinking about you have a rain and then you might have a sprinkle. Do you have anything called
a shower?
A sprinkle and a shower. How about something that's like a drizzle?
Drizzle.
And the stuff up in the mountains, this smoky stuff, is
foggy.
In a day like that, we say it's really
foggy.
And if it doesn't rain for 2 or 3 weeks, we say it's
getting dry.
And then if it goes on to the point that it's just absolutely no rain at all, you say it's a
drought.
Did you ever use drought or drought?
Dry spell.
Not drought, though.
No.
Okay. And if the wind hasn't been blowing and then begins, you say the wind is really
blowing hard.
Would you ever use
sweeping things off of the grinder.
Okay. And then you say it got cold last night. I looked out the window and there was white stuff on the ground. You call that?
It was a snow.
It hadn't snowed. It was just a frost.
Big frost?
Yeah, and the water around the creek
froze over.
Okay. And if it drops down below
zero,
it might
freeze harder.
Okay. And you say it had before I knew it, the water on that lake had
froze some over.
Okay. And then on a day that if the wind has been blowing harder and begins to subside, you might say the wind is
deceiving.
Would you ever use something like letting up or?
Yeah, letting up.
All right. And if on a day, I don't want to put on a sweater because it's really a little
chilly.
Would you ever put rather in that sense?
Rather.
Rather chilly. Would you ever use arrow?